Praise the Lord and greetings to one and all, my precious beloved saints in Jesus Christ, in the precious body of Christ. I truly appreciate the platform and all the work that has been done for the edification of the body of Christ. Our prayer and my greetings to Pastor Andrew Peary and all the co-members that are working behind the scene to get this materialized and reachable to all of you beloved saints at your doorstep. This is Pastor Hubert from Mumbai, India. I bring greetings from my little church and family, and I truly would love to be speaking on something that which will edify us this morning around the Word of God. The subject that I would love to speak this morning is go, return, and do work for me. The topic that I select is go, return. This was the word that the Lord spoke to Elijah the prophet. He was running. He was scared. He was afraid of his life and from the dangers and the promise that Jezebel had made against Elijah to slay him, and he was running for his life. And so we see as this subject as we continue, it is in 1 Kings 19 and the verse 7 and following. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drank and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights into Horeb, the mount of God. And he came thither unto the cave and lodged there, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said unto him, what doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passeth by, and a great and a strong wind rend the mountains, and break in pieces the rock before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire was a still small voice. And it was so when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very zealous of the Lord of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altar, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I even am alone left, and they seek my life to take it. And the Lord said unto him, go, return. Elijah was on the run, a run for his life. Elijah was now instructed to stand on the mountain. He was instructed of God. There would be a wind that would rend the rocks, but it was not for Elijah. There would be an earthquake, and Elijah would be there, but it is not for Elijah. There would be a fire that would go forth, but that was not for Elijah. But there would be a still small voice. And that's where Elijah received it. My brothers and sisters, we see in our recent times a man in the spirit and in the power of Elijah. His ministry, there were earthquakes, there were fires, there were all these kinds of phenomenal things that so describe his ministry and his work in the same similitude, but that wasn't actually the message, neither the ministry. The bride was supposed to receive the still small voice. And when Elijah heard it, the voice described that the Lord said, "Go, return thy way into the wilderness of Damascus." You return, you go back. Your service, your work is not finished. When Elijah was in such a dispirited action, or he was so saddened himself, that was the time when the Lord said that your work is not finished. You have to go back and you have to anoint the king. You have to anoint him, and you have to anoint another prophet in thy room. God gives this, and these two things that we see is very important for us to realize. The ministry, the prophet is now no more in our midst, but the work is not done. We have to see that the work of the ministry would go forth, because as we read in the book of Revelation, that you will anoint kings, you will raise ministries that would coordinate and build the people. And then I appreciate that this platform is taking some thoughts of walking down in the same lines. And I appreciate all of the blessed ministers who have been preaching and attributing their word and their messages to encourage the very body of Christ. If we come back to the New Testament, Paul the Apostle writes in the letter to the Colossians, chapter 2 and verse 6 and following, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." My brothers and sisters, all these years, how we had received the gospel in bits and pieces as the words of Jesus. But today, as we read this second chapter of what we just read, that we have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, and so we ought to walk in him. You know, a thought that comes to my mind. We had received, and we have been reading the Bible from so many years, but after the message has come, we have received Christ Jesus the Lord, he himself. See, we all need God's blessings. We all need so many things from him. But those blessings are not really going to take us to heaven. There is a blessing on one side and there is a blesser on the other side. So what do we really need? We need the blessings, or we need the blesser, the one who blesses. And that is what we have received, the one who is able to bless us. Like Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things it shall be added unto you." So when we have received the very Lord himself, we are supposed to walk in him. We were just walking in a way, in the way that Jesus said. Jesus claimed that he is the way, the truth, and the life. We are not supposed to walk away that which is a good way, that which is a biblical way. That is what we should be satisfied. And we have good times and happy moments. We have good testimonies. But we are supposed to walk in Him. And how can one do that? How it can be possible, like Nicodemus, can we get back to the mother's womb and be born again? How can we walk in Him? And that's the way that God has given us in His precious word, the revelation, that walking in Him is to abide in the body of Christ. We have no assurity. No pastors can take us to heaven. No church can take us to glory. No human, no matter what his office is, no one can take us to heaven. It is only Christ. Christ and Christ alone. My brothers and sisters, further, we see Paul in the epistle of Thessalonians, he reminds us once again in the 4th chapter, 1 Thessalonians verse 1, "Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, exhort you by the Lord Jesus, as ye have received of us, how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more." Walking with the Lord doesn't mean walking in our own ideologies, walking in our own whims and fancies of the mind, but walking in Him is to abide in the body of Christ. That's the only shelter and the only hope that God has provided for us in this part of time. The message, as we have received in this generation, is actually that what we can accomplish being in Christ, abiding in Him. It's a commission, and it's the greatest commission. And He said to me, as I am quoting from Revelation chapter 10 in the last verse, and He said unto me, "Thou must prophesy again before many people and nations and tongues and kings." A message to restore, a message to rebuild, a message to bring consistency, a message to bring the brotherhood. We know that without the efforts and the mercies and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, this work ain't possible. But we are being more than able because this mighty angel has given us or spoken to us, as it says, in the days of the voice. There is a voice that what we have received, and that is what we have obeyed. It is actually eating of this little book. It is enabling us. It is giving us the consistency to manifest the power to demonstrate before people, nation, tongues, and kings. This is a nation there where we are supposed to set right the ordinances of what God has planned in His will. And this work has been given to the bride saints. I believe we are sensible enough to place our foot in the right directions of obedience to His will and to His word. Brothers and sisters, if there at all is going to come a change in the world, it has to come, it has to rise from the bride saints, from the horizon of the bride saints of God. Be positive, be truthful, be faithful. Nothing is impossible to God. He is able and He is more than able. There is a work to be done. There is the Lord's voice that communicates with us, "Go, return." we are not running into the word, but many a times people who have been walking and living this faith has been walking away from the Lord, running away from the Lord, running away from the message and the truth of this hour. The Lord says, go, return. The work is not yet done and accomplished. We got to be more positive in understanding how good and glorious is the ways of the Lord. Blessed be His name. I believe we would look and introspect much about it in tomorrow's session. God bless you. Take care and be faithful to Him. Amen and amen.